It is Saturday noon time. You guys finally made it to the weekend. Hopefully you guys put in a lot of good work during the week. You guys have been listening probably to a lot of news on the radio if you've been listening to Power Talk 1040. I'm here to tell you right now, that's kind of why I created this show. So that way it gives you a little bit of control over your life, right? So when you listen to the news, you're getting angry about it. It's not a whole lot you can do, right? One of my favorite speakers, Jordan Peterson, said, you better take care of your own house before you go changing the world. So this is what today's episode is on the Cerebral Edge with Coach Chris. And I have a special guest again on today, Joe Ruggiero. We're going to be going over mindset, and it's about making you 1% better every day, right? This is the only show that will make you 1% better every day. It's the only one that gives you tools to be able to do what you need to do throughout the day to make yourself better. So again, welcome, Joe.
Thanks, Chris. Always good to be on, man.
Yeah, awesome, man. So what do you have in store for us today?
Well, I mean, you hit it, like that mindset. You know, everybody's always looking for, you know, change in their diet, their weight, you know, nutrition-wise, their physical being, working out and stuff. But when it comes down to it, the main thing that we all need to work on is that mindset. That's 70% of the battle that I believe. It's at least 70% of the battle.
I think you're going a little light on those numbers, Joe.
Oh, yeah. See? I usually like to give a 70% because I like to put in nutrition's not easy either. You got to figure that out. You know, like you got to find each individual how we're going to work with what foods work best, whatever that might be. So that's, I'd say 20, mm-hmm. you know, and then I give the last 10. The physical's easy. Mm-hmm. I feel physical is easy. Once you got it going, you got it going on. All you have to do is show up and do the work. Mm-hmm. The other stuff's a lot harder. You got to sit in it.
Yep, showing up is one big thing because as you guys may or may not know out there, I'm a strength and conditioning coach and exercise therapist. For the past 10 years, Joe Ruggiero is a health coach.
A holistic health coach and fitness coach too.
Yep. And I always tell everybody, I never fix anybody.
No.
They all fix themselves.
Yep.
I give them guidance and it's their mindset that plays into it, just like you just said. To show up and do the work.
Yep, 100%. And like what you're saying there, it's so huge. So showing up to do the work. Let me just go backwards on what I just said there. Showing up to do work, it is simple. I mean, you just got to get yourself to the gym. You got to get yourself moving, whether it's a walk a day, whatever it might be. That's something easy. It's physical. Nutritional, again, it's kind of physical. We all like to eat, or we need to eat. If you don't like to eat, you're gonna need to eat. So that is another thing that is not as easy, but it's still physical. It's there. It's in front of us. We know what it, if we're paying attention to our body, how we're reacted to it, and what we might need or lacking on. But when it comes to mental state, I feel like it's something we all avoid because it is a lot of work, and it's a lot of work that you can't see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a lot of work that is uncomfortable. It's places you have to sit with yourself that you normally wouldn't, you know. So what I mean by that, you brought up the news a little while ago. The news is huge. I bring up the news to a lot of people because I like to ask them how their day is before they watch the news and how they feel after they watch the news.
It's always wonderful, right? I always watch the news and just feel butterflies afterwards.
Just full of joy.
Full
you know,
of
there's
joy.
So much good stuff happening in the world. I mean, I feel like that's one of the downfalls of our news. Like, we don't have any good news put out there. I can't imagine what society would be like if we got filled with more of the good stuff, you know, mentally, mm-hmm. and just was told what the good stuff is happening. We only get little bloops of those. So, like, with the news, what I like to say out there with mindset, and the news being one of my examples, is pay attention to patterns. So pay attention to patterns that the way that you think, the way that you feel, your emotions and stuff, how you're reacting to things, like the news. If you go home and you're in a better state because you work in, say, you're at a mechanic shop, you're working with the boys, you had a good day, you worked on a cool rig or whatever, you come home, you sit down, you watch the news, now all those good feelings are trumped by you worrying about stuff you can't control on the news, or you worrying about something that upset you on the news that somebody else has an opinion about. So pay attention to that, because that carries you into your sleep. That carries you into those really precious moments of at dinner with your wife and kids and stuff. You want to be in that happy state. You want to be in a better place. All of that makes you better in the way where you can start achieving your other goals nutritionally, physically, a lot easier if mm-hmm. you're not always sitting in those negative places.
Mm-hmm. It's an interesting study on pain and sitting in a negative state all the time.
Yeah.
And as we all know, the brain is a protective mechanism.
Yep.
So when it gets negative thoughts in it all the time, especially if it's things like going to work, right? And you're like, I hate my job. And you tell yourself, I hate my job. I hate my job. I hate my job. It's going to find ways to shut you down, right? And go, you're not going to go today, right? And it's going to come up as, you know, and this is studies have been done, can come out as back pain.
Yeah.
Weirdly enough, it can come out as anxiety, depression, all kinds of stuff, because you have all this negative stuff going on inside your head and you don't focus on anything positive, right? Yep. And you don't take the time to sit back and ask yourself those deep questions that you're talking about.
Yeah. I mean, I always say to everybody, what you manifest is where you invest. So, like, literally, like, you, if you're saying, wow, you know, life sucks, it sucks, it sucks, this is horrible, it's hard, it's hard, that's literally where you're putting your entire investment. So now everything is a lot harder. It does suck. It's hard. It's just you're not going to feel amped to do it. So even though you might be in a bad place, say, not having a good day, go out there and try to put a smile on somebody else and then see how that see how you react to that. Mm-hmm. Like if you're having a real crappy day, it's just not going well at all. You know, one of the things that you could do other than making somebody else happy is just try to change it around. Change the wording around. So when you say I can't, say just not yet. Mm-hmm. You know, say this sucks, say I don't really like this right now. Mm-hmm. Though just even that little bit of tweak changes your mental state to a much healthier, more positive growth mindset.
Yeah, I like that. Changing your state, that's a big one, right? So some of the things I do for myself, right, to change my state if I'm in a bad mood is I'll put some Bill Burr on.
Yeah.
Right? I'll start watching kind of that makes you laugh.
Yeah.
Right? That forces you to laugh.
Yeah.
And what's funny is how quick you can come out of that state sometimes.
Yep.
Right.
I mean, laughter is powerful, man.
Huge.
We all know how powerful that is. So, like, that was a great example. I love that. I actually will recommend people listening to that, or even a good song. A song that brings you back to, like, say, cruising down the roads back in the high school days, whatever it might be. You know, those things that you can reminisce, those things, that is where you have control. So that, it's your choice. Like, a lot of people, I feel, lose the understanding that it's your choice how your day goes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're having a crappy moment, is it a moment or is it your whole day? You know, could you just let it be that moment by saying you throw on some Bill Burr, you throw on a good tune or something, you listen to it, you're over it, boom, you move on. You're way more positive. You're getting way more out of that day than you would if you just let it take over your day.
Yeah, it's what they call disruption.
Yeah.
Right? When you find yourself going in those, you know, what I call them is downward slope kind of days, right? You wake up, you bang your foot on something.
Yeah.
Oh, son, that sucks,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, you're late for work, and then you get to work late, and then your boss hounds you, right? And you're just like, man, today's just so bad. You disrupt it by putting something on that makes you laugh.
Yeah.
Right? And all of a sudden, you get pulled out of that state. And then you can turn around, right? You can say, I had a lot of bad moments today, but I didn't have a bad day.
Exactly. I mean, just that awareness that you are in a bad moment. It's not a bad day. A lot of people get their head wrapped around it, like they stub their toe, then they can't find their boot putting on in the morning. You know, it's a little stressful in the morning. Boom, the whole day is just goes to crap.
And my kids had my keys.
Yeah, kids had the keys, like whatever it is. So that is a great thing to be able to catch yourself, be like, okay, hold on. I'm mad about my boot that I can't find at this moment. I know I'm going to find it. It's got to be one of these places. But why are you throwing a fit? Why are you, like, say in a household, this is one of my things. People don't realize how far out your energy goes and how much you can change the energy in the room. I mean, I know this just because I'm very in tune with it, but and I like to pay attention to this. But like, say, let's just use the example. Dad's over there. He can't find his boot. He's getting all frustrated, yelling and screaming, you know, like, what the heck? Where is it? You know, who's playing with it again? You know, like things like that. And then now mom is trying to help find the boot. The kids are all over the place running hectic. You know, like things just got hectic in the moment where you guys are starting your day. Mm-hmm. And it didn't really need to. All you had to do was catch yourself and be like, I can't find it right now. I got it. Don't worry. You know, it's just the way that you talk to yourself and the recognition within the moments that you're in.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Especially when it comes into things like fitness and nutrition and all that stuff, right?
Big time.
So people will start their day sometimes and they'll go, and I think I've mentioned this before, but I think it's so important that people hear it.
Yeah.
Is that they'll start out their day and maybe they'll go to McDonald's and have a breakfast sandwich and they go, well, that's screwed. Now I'm going to just, you know, eat terrible for lunch and then dinner and then not hit my workouts because I messed up this one time versus going, all right, I had a little bit of a bad decision there.
Yeah.
Let's turn it around a little bit.
Yeah.
Have some protein for lunch, hit my workout, have a good dinner, right? Maybe do a little bit of fasting and, you know, get back on the train, but not punish myself for it.
Yes. Well, exactly, man. I love that you brought that up. Give yourself that little grace. It's called grace through the day. All right, so you don't
like that grace through the day.
Grace through the day. Don't think you ruined the whole day just based on that one meal or based on you forgot your protein shake at home or whatever it is. You know, that's a little grace. Everybody, we need it every day. Mm-hmm. It's just how to manage our grace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you'll hear people they'll eat like a pizza or something like that. And they'll go, oh, I just got to work out three times as hard tomorrow.
Yeah, which makes no sense.
And I've got to fast all day. And you're like, those two do not go together whatsoever.
Yeah, we got to stop. We got to stop disciplining ourselves in such hard ways. You know, it's very negative. Like, yeah, I ate the pizza, you know, because say they brought it to work and it was for lunch and this guy's birthday, I ate the pizza. So what? I ate the pizza. Like, I don't want to eat it again. I feel that's my thing. Pay attention to how you feel after you ate the pizza. It's all right that you ate the pizza. Now you want to have a little better dinner the rest of the night. Of course, you want to get your workout in, but it doesn't mean you go fasting. It doesn't mean you have to work out four times as much. Like, it just means that the consistency is key. So if you consistently eat fast food, then that's the way things are going to be. If you consistently work on trying to eat better and work out, then that's the way things are going to be.
Mm-hmm. We're getting some great tips here from Joe Ruggiero. Thanks for listening to Cerebral Edge. We're going to take a small break here on Power Talk 1040. And we are back on the Cerebral Edge with Coach Chris. I'm Coach Chris. This is the only show that makes you 1% better every day. Back with Joe Ruggiero, giving you guys things that you can use throughout the day to help control your mental attitude and state. And we were just talking about grace a little bit. So go ahead, take it away with grace again, Joe.
Yeah. So like I was saying, giving yourself grace throughout the day, not ruining the day because you just had, you forgot your protein shake at home or you had, you know, somebody brought lunch in and it wasn't up to par what you wanted or what you were, you know, what you're working towards. That's all right. You just want to have the majority of things be the healthy, like say your days, you want them to be 95%.
Mm-hmm.
90 to 95%, I tell everybody, just to give yourself, that's that graceful period, that 5-10%, you know, because you're going to need that. Life, we all know how life is. So let's pay attention to that. Life is not always smooth riding. It's not always simple. It's not always going to be the way we want it to be. That's why we have that grace. Mm-hmm. And with that grace, the same thing, just don't sweat the small stuff. Even if you missed a workout today, What does that mean? You didn't get the workout in, say, because work or whatever, but you have 15 minutes at the end of the day. Why don't you go for a little walk?
Get something in.
Get something in. Mm-hmm. You know, even say, you know what? I didn't get a workout in, but before I take a shower, I'm going to get 50 push-ups in. Whatever it takes you to get to that 50 push-ups. You know, like, so take those things and not put the stress on you, because stress is huge, guys. Stress takes away from us in so many ways. It's crazy. So giving yourself grace and not sweating the small stuff, like missing out on that workout, but you still got a little bit in. Even you might not even say, you know what, today I didn't get anything in, but I have a little extra time this weekend. This weekend I'm gonna go. I'm gonna get my workout in. That way I still get my five in a week, six in a week, whatever workout you're getting in. But think of it that way versus sitting in the moment and getting frustrated about it. Sitting in the moment and even this is the thing that I like to help people the most with is sitting there and bickering with yourself about it.
Yes.
You know, like, damn it, oh God, you're just yelling and just you're just building yourself up and all this turmoil inside for no reason. Mm-hmm. No reason. So don't sweat the small stuff and give yourself grace because life is real.
Yeah, that's why people always go, this is so hard.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's because you're making it hard.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop making it hard on yourself, yeah. Right? Give yourself some grace. Like he said, if you have 15 minutes at the end of the day, you can make an agonizing workout in 15 minutes.
I mean, seriously. Or just even saying walking up your road, do that for 7 minutes one way, 7 minutes back. You got 14-minute walk in. You walked kind of hard. You know what I mean? You got something in, some type of movement, some type of activity in that day. And like I said, even if you didn't do anything, maybe it's because you have a little more time throughout the week. But think about those things versus sitting in the moment like I feel most people do when they pull into their driveway in the car and they just go, ah! I see it. I've seen it driving by. I grew up in small state Vermont, town of 550. I didn't see it as much as I do around here. Around here, mm-hmm. I can literally drive down the road about 5:30, 6 o'clock and see mm-hmm. people in their cars. I feel freaking out.
It's, red face,
yeah,
sweating.
I mean, yelling and stuff. They're not on the phone. You know? It's like that's unnecessary. And mm-hmm. that's actually way more harmful to you mm-hmm. than even eating that fast food. Mm-hmm. That's way more harmful to you than so many things. You just building up this internal stress for no reason.
Yeah, it builds up in your body.
Yeah. I mean, you get all tight. I mean, when you're thinking stressfully, doesn't your body feel tight?
Yeah, you're
uncomfortable. Like you were saying, you can have back pains from it. I mean, so much of our body reacts to the way that we are feeling and talking to ourselves. I wish we did a lot more research on this, but it's proven in the fact that when you just turn somebody's terminology around and give somebody a little bit more grace and stuff, they do substantially better, substantially yep. better.
And you had a little bit you wanted to hit on about patterns, right?
Yes. Well, patterns is what I was bringing up before. What I really wanted to hit on was the communication.
Communication.
And we all know communication is key, like with each other and stuff. But mm-hmm. how often do you communicate with yourself? Mm-hmm. How much do you have an internal dialogue? Internal dialogue is what, that's a platform that each one of us have to grow from. Mm-hmm. So when something happens, are you thinking about it? Like say all this stuff that we're talking about here, this is where that communication or that internal dialogue is really going to come into play. And you're going to think about, okay, that news channel I just watched, man, I am pissed off right now. I am flaming. You know what I mean? Now I got to go sit down to dinner with my wife and just tell her how great my day is. I feel like I want to fight somebody. You know what I mean? So that is that internal dialogue. Talk to yourself about the feelings. Talk to yourself how things are going. When it comes to food, talk to yourself how this food is making you feel or has made you feel. You know, like, these things bring you so much further ahead and they give you more understanding. Everybody wants to always have answers and understanding of things. The best way we could do that for ourselves is to have that internal dialogue. Mm-hmm. If you don't have that, you're literally, things are coming in and you're losing them as they're happening. You're going through the day wondering why you and your wife argue every night at 8:30. You know what I mean? Like, look for those patterns we were talking about. Mm-hmm. Pay attention to those and think about them as you're going through them or as you're going through the day. Say like last night, now it's 10:30 this morning. I'm driving truck. I'm that's my job now. I'm driving truck down the road and I'm thinking about, man, I love my wife. We have a great time when we're hanging out together. She's my best friend. But why can't we not argue at 8:30 every day? Why do we argue at 8:30 every night? Oh, maybe it's because I'm fine throughout the day, but then I watch the news, or I'm fine throughout the day, but I forgot my protein shake today.
Right.
You know what I mean? So have that internal thought. I feel like it's lost and overlooked a lot, and we don't talk about it enough. You have to dialogue with yourself.
Mm-hmm. Because there's always things in the back of your mind that you really don't know that's there.
Yeah.
And you're wondering why you're so frustrated.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. And pull those things right up. And this is that uncomfortable again. You got to sit with it. Mm-hmm. So you got to be like, why is this bothering me? And not to say that you have to change it as soon as you notice either. Just noticing what is going on internally, mentally for you is huge. Then slowly start taking the steps to work on it. Whether it's to sit with somebody, talk about it, sit in it yourself a little bit more, write it down, whatever it might be. But take your time with it because that's going to be the way they approach it.
Yep, absolutely. And getting the discipline to do that.
Discipline.
I can't remember who said it, but it was a great quote. And it was a t-shirt and it said, discipline over motivation.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because the more you do things, the more it becomes part of you. Motivation is fleeting. It's not going to be there all the time. But the more you do the right things and you do the things that Joe's telling you, you build the discipline to do it. And that way you don't need the motivation to do it.
Yeah. Then it starts happening naturally. It just starts occurring without having to have any energy behind it.
Right.
That's what motivation is. It's a very small source of fuel. You get this little tank of fuel. Say you're going to get 5 gallons of fuel and you got to get from Florida to Montana. Well, 5 gallons of fuel is not going to make it there. So what is going to help you get there? For one, like you were saying, it's that discipline. The discipline and the fact that you're going to do whatever it takes for you to get there. You know what I mean? So whether you have to work a little job here and there, whether you have to push the car, you know, that whatever it might be, you're going to get there. Mm-hmm. But that motivation got you started. That got you the initial, it got you up to about 70, 80 miles an hour for a good few hours, you know, and now it's all you. You got to take the wheel and you got to do it yourself. You know, so really motivation is fantastic. I like the stuff that they have on social media, all out there. That's great. But use that to find something within yourself to fire it up, because that's the discipline that's going to take you the whole way. The inspiration, that deeper sense of purpose.
Got to tell you, been hearing some great stuff from Joe. A lot of things going on in this radio show, which I really enjoy. So let's go ahead and break down a little bit what we went over.
Yeah.
And little tips that the listener's probably thinking, well, how do I implement this?
Yeah, so why don't we just start with, giving yourself grace. Giving yourself grace and don't sweat the small stuff. Don't build yourself up. When you catch yourself in your car freaking out or at your desk freaking out, push yourself back a second and think about it. Why? And give yourself grace when it comes to missing the protein shake or, you know, having that pizza at lunch because somebody else bought it. So that would be number one. Number two would be look for the patterns. Look for things that happen consistently. So if you're always frustrated, you're always having a hard time, whatever it might be, whether you're trying to work towards something and it keeps pushing you back, trying to get there, pushes you back, you almost get there, come back again. Why is that happen? Pay attention to those patterns. And also one thing to throw out there, life isn't easy. Life is always going to throw a curveball at you. So just wake up knowing that just like the sun rises, there's going to be a curveball today.
Absolutely.
Be ready for it. Third one, communication. So communication with yourself. Communication with everybody else is key. And then communication with yourself, that internal dialogue. Talk to yourself. Think about what's going on.
Some great tips here from Joe Ruggiero from A Different Kind of Strong. How do people get a hold of you?
You can reach out to me. You can hit me up on Instagram. You can message me or call me at 802-384-9992 or hit me up on Gmail, which is dkstrong719.
Excellent. I'm so glad you joined me today here on The Cerebral Edge. Hey, let's keep this thing going. Join me next Saturday at noon right here on Power Talk 1040. I have another great guest with more insight on how you can all achieve that cerebral edge goal of making you 1% better every day. I'm Coach Chris. He's Joe Ruggiero. Until next time, stay strong.